This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I said I'd get to this yesterday, and I didn't, so I'm going to hit the next segment. New York Times article about the forced injection of blacks. We're going to show you that while they spew all their racism, this racism, that, and turn us all against each other. While they loot the planet and run giant slave camps in China and other areas. That's all coming up. But first, since I mentioned it, here is that college athlete who the UN has now officially censored. There's a Yahoo story, TikTok censors, viral testimony from vaccine-injured student athlete at 4.5 million views. Infowars.com has the article with a link to the Yahoo story where they interviewed the doctors. Everybody said, no, it was the shot. It didn't cause it. They admit the shot can cause it. But they said, you might scare somebody with that. Speaking to Yahoo, a member of TikTok's Team Halo community, which is organized by the United Nations and the Vaccine Confidence Project, Bill Gates, to promote vaccines. And while the video didn't expressly discourage people from getting vaccine, it may have sown some doubt. Oh, you're not allowed to tell us that this is happening, even though it's true. Even though his story is sincere, the message and the way it's put out can cause fear, expressed Team Halo registered nurse. That's what vaccine hesitant viewers are not realizing. Oh, you're hurting. You're bad. That's why we censored you. Well, here's what they don't want you to see.
I'm in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me. So I am a Division I student athlete with no prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now. It is a side effect from the COVID vaccine, and it's really not being reported or addressed, and it is a serious issue that we should all be informed about before making this decision. It isn't right for people to be forced to take the vaccine because there are actual side effects like this that could happen to you, and the NCAA should not mandate student athletes to get the vaccine because of what could happen to so many fellow student athletes, health issues, which has happened to me. Everyone should be informed of the side effects, and no one should be forced to take something that could cause what has happened to me, and no one knows the long-term effects of what's possibly going to happen from this, and it's kind of uncharted territories because everyone else with the same heart issues from the vaccine as me, we're all being tracked and monitored. We're basically like test subjects from the vaccine, so it's a very serious issue that really needs to be spread. And I've spoken with some other student athletes that have also had to have either heart surgery or have had heart issues from this, and it's very scary stuff, and a lot of people in our age group apparently are at higher risk for heart issues from the vaccine, and it really does need to be talked about.
John Stokes, in 2 minutes and 11 seconds, just calmly, focused, very professional, laid out everything there. We're lab subjects. It's on the insert. It can do this to you. People need to know this shouldn't be mandated. And then he got doctors and people a week ago when they took his video down to call and do another video and explain it was all true. And they said, we know, but you're not allowed to scare people. We may put it on the insert now that they're at least saying, hey, this could give you a heart attack or swollen heart, but you just can't do it because the truth might set the people free. They know people are in a trance, so his calm NPR voice could get you out of it. My voice is for the awake, to get you energized, take action. I'm not in the sleepy time world, but what he did reached out to people. And so those in a sleepy time voice can get others out of the sleepy time. I'm here to get the awake mobilized. I mean, these people are literally murdering us, and we can't get a pulse going. Get out of here. of your trance. Start living. Stop being spectating jellyfish. They're freaking killing everybody.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun at 50% off, vitamin D3 back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Walk into this room and you hand over your rights to the UN-directed medical tyranny and you're never coming out of it. It's a permanent Great Reset. It's a permanent lockdown. Well, they tighten it down and loosen it up, but it always gets tighter the next time and then loosens up a little less until your neck snaps at the end of that rope, spiritually, physically, financially, literally. Well, let's talk about the race baiting going on as the globalists target every single one of us, man, woman, and child, as they exempt, though, their Hollywood trash and their minions for now. Socially conscious Monopoly-style game. Blacks and whites use race as privilege, as currency. Watch out for greedy white people, or you may go bankrupt, the blaze. That way we're divided and conquered, and never stand together and fall. University threatens action against students using wrong pronouns. Whatever weird, you know, somebody identifies as an Apache helicopter, you better do it. See, more words have got to be banned. More punishment. You've got to learn the new religion of idiocy. Racist college Karens triggered over white students' Police Lives Matter laptop. But meanwhile, here's the New York Times. There's a scan of the New York Times on their own site. And this is a article out of the New York Times. I'll give you the date in a moment. Atlanta vaccination war. See, it's a war. Guest at a Negro wedding and courtroom and it goes on. It says they were corralled. Atlanta, Georgia, December 6th, Atlanta. Is just now the theater of an active vaccination war. The large Negro population is fighting vaccination and compelling the physicians to take around with them armed policemen. Learning of a stylish Negro wedding. Oh, getting uppity. Learning of a stylish Negro wedding last month. The officers crept upon the house and kept the inmates corralled within while the physician duly vaccinated the bride and her attendant company. This morning, a somewhat similar scene took place in the city courtroom, which is always crowded with Negroes. What a very evil article. At a signal from Judge Reed, every door and window was guarded and all present were vaccinated. The effort on the part of the imprisoned Negroes to escape was determined and ludicrous. But there was a sufficient number of policemen on hand to control the crowd. In several instances, the officers who accompanied the vaccination corps have had to report and resort to violence to secure the enactment of the law. The Negroes seem to hate vaccination worse than smallpox, and the appearance of one or three white points is enough to scatter an assemblage of them. In the house-to-house canvases, which the doctors have been pursuing, every subterfuge has been tried to elude vaccination. In some cases, the Negroes have remained away from home for weeks simply to evade the law. And what is the date of that? Tuesday, December 1897. Here it is right here. And, of course, later we learned they were injecting them with all sorts of poison and people were getting sick and dying. So they were like, whoa, we don't want that. But they were doing it to poor white people, too. You see, they set up the race mixing boards, and then those weren't good names. And so then they set up the Planned Parenthood boards that were designed to kill the blacks before they were born and poor whites. And then they set up the eugenics boards, and they call those the health departments today. So the health departments you know of were set up in the 1880s, 1890s in Atlanta, Georgia, New York City, and other major cities that had a lot of black folks. It was also done in Detroit. It was done in L.A. It was done in San Francisco. It was done in Dallas. It was done all over Chicago. And they would come with men with Tommy machine guns by the 20s. They had a Supreme Court ruling saying you can maybe we'll take shots. But then they got caught killing so many people that they had to back off. Of course, also injecting blacks with syphilis. They didn't just let them, you know they had it, let them die of it. They would also inject them and then let them, you know, slowly die of it. So that's the anti-terror police running up on people with tear gas canisters and shooting at them from a few feet away, which can kill you. That's who they are. So they would study how the syphilis ate their brains and killed them. But when they got caught in the 70s, they went, oh, it was just blacks. So they think, oh, it's just the black people to some white racist. But you see, they were doing it to poor whites all over Appalachia, you name it. And again, that was just to get doctors trained to do it. So I thought you might want to know about that. You know, you're not going to hear Al Sharpton talk about it. You're not going to hear the Reverend Jackson. Here's some of the health department people around the country trying to force this on you. Well, one of them is the deputy head of Health and Human Services. Very scary looking man. You got the other one looks like an undead reanimated zombie. I mean, you know, makeup meter for that one on the left. She's right. And the other one looks like she's like some type of demonic gopher. So that's who these folks are. They got more shots here, health department people. These are soulless drones. You have to understand, they've been handed the baton since the 1880s in England and the United States. Hitler's defense, his generals, was that, hey, we learned all this from you. And that was, well, it doesn't matter. And just following orders doesn't cut at the Nuremberg defense. Because they really got it from Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation at Cold Springs Harbor, New York. That all set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Hitler, all of it comes out of the United States and England. Mexico adopted it. Everybody was adopting it around the world. Japan was adopting it. And it's really just the elites waging war on the people. You can have the arguments, okay, kill the dumb people, abort, whatever. But, you know, it's the globalists are the ones that need to be dealt with. I mean, they're the inbred crazy people that are totally mentally ill. You know, if Bill Gates wants us all to die, he should kill himself live on TV first. He should put a bag over his head with chlorine gas, tie it, and just flop around in front of us, and I'd have more respect for him. Or get a big straight razor and start slicing, you know, just slice. You don't really slice like this. Like, you know. I'll never commit suicide, you little maggot. But if you want me to die, I say metaphysically to the universe and God, is this fair, God? And God says, well, you don't stand up for people, so I'm going to let you be destroyed. Well, I've been standing up, God. I'm not saying I'm righteous. I'm just saying I'd like to see, you know, Bill Gates, have you touched Bill Gates' heart to live by his statements. I mean, if you're going to talk the talk, Billy boy, he wants you to walk the walk, Sonny boy. So that's what this is. And so you just heard all about them corralling and then capturing black people and injecting them in Atlanta, Georgia, and making jokes about it, about how stupid they are and how they don't want the shots everywhere else. Oh, well, you know who's stupid? The people. I mean, look at this. This is the people in the police state of Singapore. And, you know, the highest deaths, illnesses, everything from the vaccinated. That's where they are. It's going straight up. Absolutely straight up. So there's the reality. All right, I looked at my sheet wrong today. It's another guest host who does a great job. Jay Dyer taking over. Look forward to hear what he has to say on the big Great Reset. And there's that video on Band Out Video that I think if you want to beat the globalists, you should share, titled The War for the Future, The War for the World. That's what it is. It's the war for the world the globalists have launched. And I hope you share it. It's at Infowars.com. It's at Newswars.com. It's at Band.Video. And I just hope you realize that it's fun to fight tyranny. It's what you're supposed to do. And it's fun to work hard. It's fun to be alive. When you get into Netflix and laying around and just taking drugs all day, you turn into an unhappy zombie. And then you're ready to roll over and die. So that's okay. If some of you other want to roll over and die, that's your business. But our general audience are activists. They don't want to roll over and die. All right, I'm going to shoot a special report tomorrow with Australian news and world news and economy news and Bitcoin news and all the rest of it. And that will air tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central on the nose at Band.Video. So look for that at Infowars.com. The Bitcoin news is China just totally banned all cryptocurrency, so it plunged down a few $1,000 a coin. Well, a couple years ago, it was $10,000 a coin. So the only reason I promote it is I want alternatives. So that's where I stand on the Bitcoin is staying in Bitcoin. Because you got to have alternatives, and maybe some are going to win, some are going to lose. But if you know the whole globalist system is a cashless society, to totally control your life. All right. Jay Dyer takes over on the other side then in 45 minutes. The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Please share the live links to the shows. You are the resistance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today we're going to be talking about a essay that I read back in 2010, and at the time I thought it was too out there. It was just crazy, the idea that there could be a spiritual sort of satanic dimension to this global New World Order that's coming into play. And I remembered it the other day as I was reading through a lot of these global elite texts, and I thought, you know what, that actually needs to be in the roster of the global elite texts, precisely because it now has come to fruition. And in fact, this was an essay written by a self-proclaimed high-level Satanist in Australia. And this person wrote this essay at his deathbed, so he says, and he says that, "I just wanted to give an account of all of the evil that I participated in, and it's not a confession of repentance or something like that." No, he's confessing to the fact that what's coming into play is a satanic plan. And again, at the time I thought, it's just a little too far out there. Nobody's going to believe this. But I thought it was relevant because he was a powerful underground player in Australia. And he claims to be connected to a lot of satanic groups there, as well as satanic groups in the U.S., including high-level people in the government, military, entertainment, and so forth. And the fact that he said back in 2010 that the satanic elite had so conquered the Australian and British Anglosphere establishment governments, that he said in the next several decades you will see heavy-handed tyranny, brutality, and oppression coming into play. Well, I don't think it's in the realm of theory anymore. I think that he was telling the truth. I think this person was a member of a high-level satanic group. He did have all the connections that he talked about. And the mere fact that he said that the Australian people would see the heavy hand of this satanic power structure coming down upon them proves that he was telling the truth. So let's get into this essay. It's about the confessions of a former high-level Satanist in Australia. And the first thing he says in his essay is that they have essentially corrupted and corralled many high-level politicians, lawyers, military men, gurus in other religions, including high-level Christian groups, right? Powerful elite Christian groups with a lot of money, especially evangelical fundamentalist groups. He says that they've actually bought them off back during that moral majority period. Now, again, I didn't believe that at the time, but I think that now we've seen that a lot of the scandalous ministers that have come out, both in evangelicalism and the world of Catholicism, both of those realms, right, are rife with false, controlled opposition church leaders. He begins by saying that we employ all the techniques of mind control and abuse that you saw associated with MKUltra. He says that we even at times are linked up with organized crime groups. And he goes back and he says that my origin in all of this goes back to my college days in Australia, where I was invited to a seance and invited to some of these black magic groups. And he says that when I started out, I didn't realize what I was really getting into. And he says that as I moved up in the ranks of this, he says, I realized that we were intentionally involved in degradation rituals. And what he means by that is that they realize the psychological effect of degrading people and putting them through a ritual process to degrade them so that they become in a kind of catatonic Stockholm syndrome situation. So they will actually love their abusers and their captors, and they will beg for more abuse, more authority, more tyranny as a kind of conditioned response. And he says that we learned that in the case of the people that we abused, And he actually says that I was involved in a lot of, you know, really extreme pornography groups, bondage type things. He says that basically their groups, the satanic groups, are responsible for the promotion of all the degrading extreme porn everywhere. And he takes pride in that. He says that, yes, we did this on purpose. We did it absolutely to degrade society. And we had help from Western intelligence agencies and very rich, very powerful people. Once again, insightful is that a lot of what he says here, it's paralleled in a lot of other cases, right? Savile, Epstein, these kinds of things, right? It's exactly what this person's talking about. So again, those cases that came out, think about the high-level MPs, when we think of Cyril Smith, Ed Heath, right, the stuff that David Icke talked about, those high-level people in the British government, they were exposed as satanic elites a long time ago, and it perfectly is corroborated in what this person claimed 10 years ago. He goes on to say that the abused are a kind of higher level of evolved people. The abusers are more evolved. He says that groups like the Church of Satan aren't real Satanists, and they're kind of fronts for his group, which is an international higher elite connected to billionaires and very powerful people. He says that they found a lot of power when they would compromise very powerful political figures, and they would do this through a sexual operative, sex swallow operations, these kinds of things that intelligence agencies do. He goes on to say that a lot of the police groups, right, not police everywhere, but high-level officials in police groups would be co-opted by them so that they could cover up crimes, cover up serial murder cases that were connected to satanic groups. And in fact, what do you see right now when you look at Australia? You see the police attacking and brutalizing the population. And it reminded me just exactly word for word what this guy said in his deathbed essay, that they had co-opted a lot of the police in Australia to do their bidding. He says that the occult groups are intimately linked to the intelligence networks, and that they operate at a global scale, and that they're involved in black markets. And this made me think of organized crime. It made me think of, you've heard Alex talking about Ian Fleming in British intelligence. A lot of people don't know that British intelligence used Satanist Aleister Crowley, one of the most famous Satanists of the 20th century, as an MI5 asset. They hired him to do all kinds of side work for them. So Western intelligence has never had, they've always been connected to these kinds of dark, you know, satanic groups and sects, to use them as part of their compromise, part of their black market networks and operations. He says that one of the things that was that his group was involved in promoting was the dumbing down of the population, the intentional goals being by 2010 and 2030 to institute mass depopulation. And so what's amazing here is that what you hear Gil Bates, oh, we got to get the numbers down, Gil Bates, what you hear Klaus Schwab, and what you hear the satanic elite saying is one and the same. So it doesn't really matter if Bill Gates himself is a Satanist or if Klaus Schwab is. I don't know what their religious beliefs are, because they all have the same end goal, right? They have the same goal of these people, which is to degrade, destroy, and dehumanize society. So a lot of people can't figure out what's going on because they won't look at, or they're deluded and blinded to the reality of a higher level connected spiritual plan that's at work in this global New World Order. They only see it at the level of politics or at the level of Fauci or at the level of this or that, which is true. But if you understand that this is a conscious, willed, evil plan, then it all begins to make sense, right? And it doesn't mean that Bill Gates has to consciously know that he is doing something satanic. He may not. Klaus Schwab may not know or believe in Satan. But they're under the dominion of a higher level satanic power, precisely because it lines up exactly with what the Satanists themselves have said for the last 100 years is their plan to massively depopulate as a ritual, right? As a ritual. They even say abortion is a ritual sacrifice. And so this is all part of a plan, and the dates even line up with UN goals of 2030. 2030, mass depopulation by 2030. When we come back, we'll get more into this essay. Don't go anywhere.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, nourishing your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. We were getting into the Confession of a Satanist, the deathbed essay, bragging about the things that they accomplished back in 2010, predicting where things would go in the next decade and up into 2030, with that same coordinated goal of the UN depopulation agenda by 2030, getting the numbers down, right, from he says up to 70% is the goal by 2030 to depopulate the earth by at least 70%. He also says another one of their goals was in the Anglosphere, in the Western world, to to poison the water supply, to have enough chemicals in the food and water such that the population would literally drop in their IQ. And he says that if you want to see an example of where we got this philosophy, he said you could look to somebody like Henry Kissinger. Now, he doesn't say that Kissinger was explicitly a Satanist. Again, it doesn't really matter if they're objectively, purposefully doing it for Satan or whether they're just part of the plan. He says that if you look at the terror strategy that Kissinger premiered along with Brzezinski, the strategy of tension, the arc of crisis, he says we just took those old models of how to keep the public in fear, and we turned that to doing it in every domain. So if you look at the way that the CUFID response has been rolled out, it's all based on fear narrative. It's the exact same psychology of the Cold War and the War on Terror. Right. And it's this hyped up fake fear of things that at least last year, right, 99.9% of people do not die from COVID. Now, of course, we've got mutating things out there. Who knows what's out there in terms of releases and what they're doing in terms of the spike protein, shedding and so forth. But at least last year, this was a hyped up thing. And now we have, again, this total fear narrative. And so the masking, right? My take on it is that it lines up perfectly with what he's saying in terms of psychology, in terms of social engineering, getting people in a state of perpetual fear to walk around in public and you see everybody masked up. I mean, it's just like something out of a bondage ritual. And I don't mean to be profane, but this person is saying that you can't really understand it until you understand it from that vantage point. It's essentially signifying your slave relationship. You're a slave. And he says, when we look at the people in Australia, this guy's again a high-level government-connected claimed Satanist, he says that we look at the people of Australia as our slaves. And slaves like to be humiliated. They like to be dominated, he says. He says, so, and you see this in the way that people responded to the War on Terror. Oh, there's some threat somewhere out in the world. Oh, please take all of my rights. Every right I had, please take it. Please, right? He says they just submit like total docile sheep. And again, this was 2010, reflecting on 9/11 and the War on Terror. How much more right, appropriate is that analysis now in 2020 and 2021? Another example he gives is of the Federal Reserve. He says, just look at the fact that we are part of a satanic system that takes all of your money, prints as much money as we want, and yes, it's all theft. And he says, and nobody understands or cares or has a problem with this. The entire debt-based fiat system is a scam. Everybody knows it's a scam, and they just willingly submit. They don't oppose it. They think that it's there for their security and for their safety. And he says that ultimately, this is, he says, a satanic delusion. Now, the amazing thing to me is that there's really only two people in the world that understand that what's happening today is spiritual and that it involves a mass delusion. And who are those? It's people with Christian worldview, biblical worldview, versus people like this with a evil, self-conscious, satanic worldview. Those are really the only two people who, at a high level, typically speaking, can really put all the puzzle pieces together. Because if you don't believe that there's a spiritual realm or a spiritual, dimension to all this, you're really going to be limited in terms of the connections that you can make to figure out what's going on. But this person really ties it all together again, 11 years, 12 years before all of this COVID nonsense occurred, right? And he says that if you look at the way that captors have abused their subjects in terms of like CIA torture stuff, he says it's all the same approach. He says that his groups, his satanic temple are directly connected to people in British intelligence, to the CIA, to high-level military people. And if you look at the recent death of people like Michael Aquino, who's the famous satanic occultist who wrote the Army's PSYOP mind war strategy or doctrine, right, in terms of the modern era, we can see that, again, he's vindicated here, right? And he says it's not just people like Aquino. He says that there's high-level people in entertainment, high-level people who are supermodels who are involved in his ritual groups. This is literally sounds like Eyes Wide Shut, right? So, I mean, literally Eyes Wide Shut level stuff. And he says in this essay, he says Michael Aquino was somebody who was involved directly in helping Australia set up the Pine Gap facility and set up the Echelon spying network by which everybody would be surveilled. And he says it went directly to the high-level British elites went directly up to the Queen. It was a British intelligence operation, ultimately connected to the CIA. And he says, if you want to understand the pop culture world, he says, look no further than high fashion. He says high fashion itself is ruled and dominated by a bunch of satanic elites. And remember, this is 2010. What have we seen in the last couple of years with the fashion world? Literally satanic fashion shows in England. Do you remember that? There was churches that are used, so-called churches, Episcopal, which aren't even really, they might as well just be satanic churches, right? Episcopal churches having openly satanic Baphomet inverted pentagram fashion shows in the last couple of years, right? And we've seen this all over the fashion world. He mentions other satanic groups working with his group. And he says, ultimately, our goal was to destroy Christianity. Now, this struck me as odd because if Christianity is a, if it's a lie, right? If it's a deception, if it's this weak, horrible religion, well, then why do you have to work so hard to destroy it? I mean, wouldn't it just implode on its own? To me, that suggests that they kind of know deep down that there's something real about what they're working against. But another fascinating aspect of this essay was where he says that in their viewpoint, what they're doing is a ritual. So all of the things that you see, like the high fashion shows, like the evil, you know, degenerate pop culture, the movies, the degradation that we see in the pop stars when you see like, yeah, Lil Nas X and the stuff. He says these are rituals. And he says that the degradation that's put out in terms of the extreme pornography and the Hollywood degeneracy, he says it literally is a ritual and it's done to degrade and dumb down and brutalize the spiritual senses of the population so that they go under a delusion and can't see any way out of it. It's a hoodwink or a spell. And he says that the more that they buy into this, the more they're deluded and the more they double down. So there you see the very thing that this person, imagine in 2010, nobody would have even conceived of something like the Lil Nas X stuff coming out. That would have seemed, well, that's way too far. No way. Yeah, we've got, you know, Lady Gaga doing this. We've got Madonna doing that. But there won't be anything like that. Now, here we are with it fully rolled out. He said 11 years ago you would see it fully rolled out. They would uncloak. He said they would come out, right? It's the age of them coming out, right, and unveiling themselves and pointing out that, ha, 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 we tricked you. All along it was intended to be a satanic age or aeon. And that's what he says they're going to. And in fact, it's going to get even crazier. And so I think, and I'm not trying to give too much credence to these people because I think these people are evil. Their plan is going to fail, but we should listen to the fact that he says other things that are probably going to come true too. In other words, mass depopulation. In other words, that there will be a top-down, brutal 1984 technocracy that they will put into place. And he says, make no mistake about it, it's not an atheistic, materialistic thing. That might be a phase, but ultimately it's a satanic thing. And he says, if you've ever read 1984, it's like that, right? It's like the boot stamping on your face. It's like Winston being oppressed. And he says, in fact, the whole modern world is really just a satanic system. And he says, we want to turn the world into a toilet so that it will collapse on its own, so that we can erect something new in its place. And when we come back, I'll tell you what he says they want to erect in its place. But be sure and support Alex and InfoWars in the InfoWars store, in this operation, in this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Be sure and follow me over at Jay's Analysis, where you get access to all of my archived lectures, talks, and interviews, where we've gone through at least 50 or so of the writings of the global elite. Now we've got a new one, which is not a white paper. It's not a boring technical manual. It's a guy who's basically just telling you straight up what the real plan is, right? It's actually a satanic age that they want to bring in. Now, that's the irony here, is that this guy goes on to say, well, after we flush Western civilization down the tube because we want to basically make it into a big toilet through degenerate pop culture, he says, you thought you were going to get this age of liberty and freedom? No, you're going to get an age of brutal tyranny where the satanic aristocracy, those who are truly evolved, those at the top of the Darwinian social totem pole, will brutalize and have a slave population underneath them. That is the technocratic elite. The eugenics elite, basically, and he actually says, no, we still believe in eugenics, by the way. We actually want to, in a dysgenic sense, depopulate all of you. You're all dumbed down, blind cattle and sheep, and you're going to go to your own destruction. And he says that it's precisely because people can't see that it's a spiritual battle, that is a satanic plan, that we will win. So this is why we're losing, right? Now, I don't think in the long run we lose. We will win, those of us on the side of good. But for these people, they believe that they're going to win precisely because of the weakness of the people on our side. And he's actually correct about the weakness of Christianity, so-called, in the modern world, the weakness of those who claim to believe these things. They are capitulating to people like this, left and right. And he says, when you believe that God doesn't have anything to do with all of your life, you surrender these areas to us, he says. So we will take over the realm of government. We will take over the realm of media. We will take over the arts, and we will destroy you through those weapons. He says, we intentionally weaponize them. Now, you thought that Satanism or these kinds of occult groups were about freedom and liberty, right? Well, he says, no, that's what we tell the lower level dumb people. He says, at the higher levels, we understand that reality is not about freedom. It's a pure predator-prey relationship. And in this purely predator-prey relationship, he says, we have the dominion and the right via nature to subjugate and destroy you in that predator-prey relationship. He says, so guess what? In the coming age, he says, when we destroy Western civilization, and by 2030 to 2050, when we bring in the new satanic aeon, the New World Order, he says, we will subjugate you, depopulate you. And he says, the only religion of the future will be Satanism. It almost brings to mind things that Albert Pike reportedly said, right? That the age, the coming age, will not be one of Christianity or Islam or even atheism. He says, all of those will pass away and we will bring in the Luciferian satanic age, right? He says, all these social structures will capitulate to us. And the New World Order will be one of a fully, it's a theocracy, but the theocracy is the satanic theocracy. So you thought all along, right, that, oh, there's just liberty, it's just freedom. No, it's not. It's a satanic New World Order. He then goes on to say that we, again, do everything that we do in a ritual way to ensure that we can bring about the coming satanic aeon. And he says that one thing that has helped us in doing this is not just all the degenerate pornography that they've supported, but he says, and not just the compromising all the politicians and powerful people, but that Christianity has so weakened itself that most people in the West no longer actually believe the stories of the Bible or Christianity, and yet they have the vague Christian morals. And so he makes this interesting argument that if Christianity isn't true, and most of the normies in the West are basing their, quote, morality on a purely pragmatic pseudo-Christian basis, which isn't true, he says, then you don't actually have a reason to disagree with his hedonistic, pleasure-based, destructive morality. And if we think about that for a second, it makes sense, right? If God doesn't exist, if the Bible's not true, then there's not really a reason for the Western ghost of Christianity, ethics and morals that it has, right? But if the religion is true, then we do have a basis. It does make sense why we would follow the Ten Commandments, why we would oppose evil, why we would oppose degeneracy, right? So again, we have to at least admit that the Satanists are a little more adept at least understanding the reality of the spiritual realm than most of the Christian world, and that's precisely why Christianity is on the decline in the West and is losing, because we're allowing these degenerate evil people through our complicit willful acquiescence to rule over us. And so it's kind of like, you know, you get what you deserve in terms of, you know, who God providentially allows to rule over us, right? Jesus says if the salt loses its flavor, it is thrown out and trampled upon. So if we don't have salt, we lose our flight. We're going to be oppressed by our enemies, and that's part of the chastisement, right? And I think that's accurate. I think that's true. He says our number one goal is to destroy the West, and the main way that we do that is through, get this, shocker, TV and pop culture. He says all along, degenerate pop culture was actually a trap of Satanism. And the trap was to use the degeneracy to degrade, brutalize, and dumb down the population. And he says it worked perfectly and people willfully acquiesced to it. So this is that element that we often hear, right, where Alex and people talk about the fact that they want to tell you what's going on, so that you will willfully capitulate, because there's something more potent about people that willfully go into their demise, into their self-destruction, than people who are tricked into it, or who are non-willing, right, compliance in terms of going into this stuff. When you willingly comply to it, it's something about the energetic transference, that you're transferring your energy, your lineage, your progeny, you're committing them to this offering. You're saying, yes, I want to compact with you. I want to sign on to this deal. And that makes it a much more valuable sacrifice, I think, is the point that he's making. Now, whether you believe that or not, doesn't really matter. You may think this is all nonsense. Oh, I don't believe any of that nonsense. That's crazy. But these people believe it, and they act upon it. This is their worldview. And they have a lot of power. They have a lot of money. And they see you as sheep to be trampled upon. Now, he goes on to say that, again, all of this is a ritual for us. It's something that will bring about, in his mind, something like the end times. Now, I don't know if it's the end times. I mean, there's some indicators that it might be the pre-prep end times. It might be a type of the end times, what we're seeing right now. But he says that from our vantage point, the book of Revelations is like a religious ritual. It's a ritual that we want to utilize as a magic text, he says this, to bring in Antichrist. So he wants it to be the age of Antichrist, because for them, they think that it means their victory over Christianity, their victory over the age of Pisces, which is the age of Christianity, and the dawning of the age of Aquarius, or as Crowley called it, the age of the crown and conquering child, right? Where the Crowleyan aeon or ethos comes to bear, where we live in accordance with our primal based desires. He says that all of this is about eugenics. All of this is about depopulation. And when we finally bring in the satanic aeon, he says, our Reich will never be destroyed. He says that it will be accomplished through terrorizing the masses through fear, through psychological operations, through the erecting of a caste system based on something like the British Empire had, right, in India, the caste system, or something like a Darwinian social structure where a satanic aristocracy will have a total dominance over the slave class at the bottom. It has nothing to do with freedom or liberty. That was all a disguise. And he says that when we crush out liberty, yes, crush liberty. Where have we heard this before? Oh, this was actually 1984. Exactly. So when O'Brien is torturing Winston, when he tells him you have to see four when I hold up five fingers, he says, I want you to actually believe that, Winston. And Winston's like, but wait a minute, you wrote this book, O'Brien, about freedom and liberty. And O'Brien says, yeah, but that was a trick. I don't believe in liberty. Why should I care about your liberty? I care about me. It's the satanic, selfish aeon that they want to bring in. And if it's all about me, then it's in my best interest to crush you. He says that we will bring about a complete severance of the previous civilizations. He says this will all be set up in a confederation of global states and continents into a global union of confederated unions. This global war will, he says that the New World Order will set up phony opponents and phony wars that the people will believe that they're engaged in. This makes me think of like the war on terror and this kind of stuff, which is all basically run by Western intelligence, right? And he says that this will give way to this 1984 satanic aeon. Now, ultimately, no, we know that, of course, Christ wins in the end, right? Jesus comes back whenever that is, right, to destroy this satanic kingdom. But this is the mindset of those who oppose the kingdom of Christ and who want to set up that satanic worldview and satanic aeon. And I just want you to understand that that's what you're actually up against, right? It's the satanic plan.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.